What do you do when life gives you lemons? Well, friends, that is ultimately up to you, but I say enjoy every part of their lip-puckering flavor. In the South, we find great joy in slicing a fresh lemon for our iced tea, lemonade, and even water. It's used to garnish, to add a hint of flavor, for its health benefits and also for cleaning. Did you know that if you add a little lemon juice to your rice when cooking, it will make your rice less sticky and fluffier? And a splash in your pancake batter gives you the most perfect light and airy pancake? You see, it's a sour staple we just can't seem to go without. With the greatness of lemons, it's funny to point out how they are so capable of bringing laughter. We can almost all think of a time when our child, grandchild, or family friend was given a lemon just to watch the comical cringing of their face. I specifically remember a time growing up when my childhood friend deemed it a good idea to lay in the sun with a lemon juice-soaked paper towel on her face. Hilarious that we actually thought this would rid her face of her God-given freckles. Needless to say, this isn't what I recommend lemons for, but I am all about the memories it brings. Lemon blossoms. What I do recommend, however, is growing your own lemon tree. This year I received a Meyer lemon tree for Mother's Day. It's been a beautiful addition to my back porch. It has encouraged me to not only bask in their beauty, but also to seek new uses of the lemons it bears. One of my new favorites is lemon-infused olive oil. It's easy to make and will leave you with the desire to add it to everything. See the recipe below. Lemon-infused olive oil. Peels from 2 lemons. 1/2 cup lemon juice. 1 cup olive oil. 1 pinch of salt. Wash and pat dry your lemons. But watch that lemon juice, it loves to find your eyes. Add the juice and peels to a small saucepan. Add the olive oil and salt. Get the oil hot to the point that tiny bubbles start to form but don't allow to boil. Reduce heat to low and let the lemon oil simmer for 20 minutes. Remove from heat and let cool. I normally let mine sit for a few hours. Strain out the peels. Place in a glass bottle or mason jar. Store in the refrigerator for up to 3 weeks. The oil will solidify while the lemon juice will settle on the bottom. If needed, you can run the jar under warm water and give it a good shake. Try it and be sure to let me know what you think. Until next time, use your good dishes and your prettiest tea glasses, and don't forget your lemon slices. From my kitchen to yours, Kathy.